This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
We can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Don't forget your rubbish.
Ham Radio, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, bitch.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Fuck on it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clitty big and hard.
Woo!
Well, yeah. Oh, so fat for you.
Woo!
Oh,
woo!
Woo!
Yes! Come on, we
Ham Radio. The most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back.
I just scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard, bad boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And now,
now that you opened up the demon in me! Thank you!
You're welcome!
It is the Ham Radio Show! Good evening, everybody!
Hello, please.
We are live. We are live on WHAM, hamradioshow.com, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. 718-577-1389. Operators are sitting by because it's me. I pick up your phone calls. And guess what? We just pick up the phone. We don't fucking scan. We don't fucking go through with a fine-tooth comb.
We don't care.
So feel free to call the show. Good evening, everybody. Giggles is in there. Nick is in there. We got my sister. One of my sisters is in there.
Why, she Carla lose a bet?
She did, probably. Carla Force is in there. We got some other people. Lisa's in there. Hold on. I'll go through the list. Lisa and Tanya and a whole bunch of other people. And Luis just showed up. And Anna just showed up as well. It's the one hell of a great thing. It's the Ham Radio Show. The Facebook Live, by the way, is what we're talking about, located conveniently on my Facebook page.
It should be.
So you can just check it out right there. And if you want, All you got to do is share it all over the internet. Share it like herpes, please. Get it out there. Make sure everyone's happy. Anna, by the way. Hi, Kim. How you doing, beautiful? Anna in the Facebook Live suite is talking about how I was so proud of the fact that I don't and have never, ever watched a full episode of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette.
Good for you.
In my life.
The worst show on TV.
Because I think it dumbs down America. Oh, she's on the other side saying how great it is. Oh, I don't see how great it is.
God.
You literally have a girl or a guy who's whoring themselves out for the fact of either getting random dick, random pussy, or at the end of the day, what they're trying to do is cement themselves to become the new Bachelor or the new Bachelorette when that season, when they fail on the season that they're on.
Sounds like a politician.
Yeah. So why? Like, and on top of it, it seems like people get so invested in this show that they sit there and they just, like, their brain, you can actually hear their brains melting. Yeah, it's amazing. How they, like, they sit there and they just, like, they're dumbfounded, like, why did he say that to her?
Crazy.
Oh, my God. And then the next day, we're bombarded on, like, every fucking entertainment show, even regular news or radio program.
Oh, it's supposed to be big water cooler talk at the office.
Yeah, and I can't jump into that water cooler conversation because I don't know a thing about it. I don't even know how the show works.
Yeah, but you could lie, you know.
All I know for a fact.
Nod your head,
That girl with the tits said something on the show.
What the
there.
Fuck, man?
Yeah, like, I have no clue how to jump into that show. Because, number one, I don't want to either.
Of course.
But I have no clue of how the show works. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how the game actually works. They're like, oh, tomorrow they're going on their alone dates. Why aren't they alone on a date normally? What the fuck? Like, I don't get it.
You gotta have a camera.
Kim in the Facebook Live suite, it is a stupid show. My daughter loves it. I think Big Brother is stupid, too. But at least Big Brother, I gotta say this. I don't like the Big Brother when they do the games. You know the one I like on Big Brother, and I don't watch that show either, but Joe would like this. For solid voyeuristic.
Yeah.
Is the Big Brother After Dark.
You get to watch sex?
You get to watch sex.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like those Jews. Oh, shit, the cameras are on.
Whoopsie daisy.
Damn it. I mean, I love the Jews. And, like, they'll say something stupid.
Mel Gibson on this.
Yeah, and then you'll hear back about it later. That is just, to me, voyeuristically, I'd rather just watch people live in, an ant farm than watch people just whore themselves out. And I love porn and whores.
This is on late night, this show?
That one's on Pop. It's a channel. You can look it up. I believe it's 149 here on the Vios.
I have Vios.
Big Brother After Dark.
And you actually see them doing the...
No, you don't see penetration.
Why not?
Because they're not dumb. They figure out the fact that they can cover up with a sheet and everything.
Well, I guess.
I don't know. Like, none of those shows have ever posed an interest. Like, I don't...
Jackie, you could call in. Jackie in the Facebook Live said, next time, tell me to call in. Yeah, call in. 718.
We're not prejudiced.
Yeah, 718-577-1389. Feel free to call into the Ham Radio Show. We'll talk to you about many things. Ooh. Joe right now wants to talk about people sticking their penises in vaginas.
You know,
on a reality program.
Well, that would be a good reality program. You know, culmination called culmination.
Well, that's what... Look, it's a perfect example.
Consolidation.
No, dude, you're talking about watching people consummate.
A consummation, like soup.
Or consomme.
Oh, okay.
One is consomme.
Yeah.
The other one's consummate.
Not the same thing?
And consummate is usually for weddings.
Oh.
Like what Billy, when he ever actually gets married.
You do that at a wedding.
He'll technically, to consummate the marriage, he has to have sex with the giggles.
He has to have soup.
Right.
No, he doesn't have soup.
Has
sex.
Well, that's why there's always the Italian wedding soup.
You're talking about... You're
not
talking
soup
about,
the first course.
You're talking about conception.
Hey, we have
a baby.
What word are you going for, though? I'm just trying to understand what word you're going for.
Consummation.
Consummation is what you're going for.
Like when the wedding is consummate, in the Catholic Church.
The marriage isn't consummated until somebody has sex.
That's right. You know, if you're in a Catholic church, you don't do it. If you don't do the beluga,
yeah. If you don't have sex, you're not married.
There, you, right. You can walk away. You know, I know guys been married for 20 years, then they go tell the priest, "Well, we never did it."
William, how are you? By the way, William's saying he loves this show. He wants to know why would he cancel. I'll take his place. William, feel free to call in the show.
Sure,
as well. Be a part of the show. You guys are the guests.
Yeah.
You guys are part of the show. We literally love having, we have verbal intercourse with you. Have come on the show. We'll talk to you. We'll talk about whatever the fuck you want to talk about and whatever the fuck we want to talk about.
Especially an attractive woman who wants to talk dirty.
Yeah, we have a ton of them in there. Martha's in there. We got a ton of other hot chicks up in there that want to talk about
it. Yeah.
No, but that, to go back to what we were originally, before you went to your consomme and your consumption shit, the point I'm trying to make is, I think, just like we are, because we carry ourselves, we call ourselves reality radio.
Of course.
Because we are exactly that. We're not scripted.
No.
There is no script. If you pan down, there's no script. There's a rundown that we never fucking use that I literally bend over backwards and make, and we never fucking use it.
Maybe today.
But there is no script. There's a script, like if I have to do a live read, there's a script here for a live read. Like I have Ronnie's Ultimate Stripper Experience to talk about.
Couple of weeks.
So it's coming up. It's in 24 days, I think I just saw on the clock.
Yeah.
But like that's the only thing that's, say, scripted on this show. Everything else is literally straight off the dome, as the kids say. It comes right off out of our brains. Mm-hmm. Like Billy was talking about something when we were off mic about show that he watches, right?
Yeah,
we can get to that later. But it's like stuff like that. He goes, dude, this show is fucking amazing. It's about two gay guys. And, it's British. And, and all this stuff. It's on PBS. You got to watch it.
And then
from that conversation, we start talking about the fact of how sitcoms here in the States suck.
Yeah.
Me and Joe start talking about lesbians on that show?
I don't know.
He's only in the five episodes. He's been raving about these five episodes, though, that he's watched. What's the name of the show? Vicious?
Vicious.
Vicious is on PBS.
Okay.
And the guy that plays Magneto is one of the guys.
Oh, I know. McKellen.
Yeah, Ian McKellen, who's gay.
He's gay.
And then the other guy's gay, with Billy didn't give me the name of the other guy.
Yeah. Derek Jacobi.
And Derek Jacobi, Big Fruit.
Yeah.
And together, they're vicious. Literally... The lines on the show, it is a vicious show.
Oh.
It's funny, as fuck.
And it's also, but yet, because it ties into what I'm talking about, it ties into reality, because it shows you how when you're in a relationship, whether you're gay, straight, bi, we don't give a fuck what you are. If you're a lampshade, we don't give a shit. The fact is that you start calling your lover, your friend, your significant other. On that show, they go, that's what I've been trying to tell the piece of shit. That's literally what happens in a relationship.
That's more real than
reality, what they present as reality on other programs.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, play a little bit. This is Vicious.
If you're serious, I could train you for the London Marathon.
Yeah, I've always wanted to run a marathon. It would be like I was in the Olympics.
Bitch, please.
You know, they just let things rip, and it's funny.
Yeah.
Over here, this would be on, like, cable and not only that buried somewhere.
That would be a protest.
And somebody would
Protest it, yeah. And that's where we're at. Like, so perfect example, what we're also talking about here on the Ham Radio Show today. By the way, 718-577-1389. Our guest just quit.
What happened?
We were having MMA legend... Frank Shamrock, the brother of Ken Shamrock, was coming on the show to talk about stuff that he's doing with the armed forces, which, you know, I respect. We had the guy on last week, the gunny, who is walking from California to New Jersey. So we love the military. We are definitely down for the military. We want to make sure that they get respected. And Frank was doing something with the armed forces, and once I look it up again, because I didn't really have it ready for the, because it literally canceled, and then we went on the air. Uh-huh. So I didn't really have a chance to look over my notes. I will tell you exactly what, I will plug whatever he's doing for the armed forces. Dick said, pulled out, huh? Yeah, that's great. Kevin Foley, what a bunch of fruits.
Yeah.
But see, I like... Hey, Kevin, fruits to me are great people. I think I know a guy that is a little fruity. He might be you. That's all I'm saying. But you're one of those masculine gays, Kevin. Kevin's a very masculine, bearded, rugged. Really? He's a rugged gay.
A manly man.
A manly gay.
Yes.
Like, he probably tells the guy, you're bending over.
Yeah,
Fuck off.
I'm on top.
That's what I'm doing. I'm a top, you're a bottom. Shut up.
Yeah.
And that's what we like. I would think, by the way, that Ian...
Right.
Magneto.
Yeah.
I believe that Magneto is a top.
Oh, I don't think so.
You think Magneto's a bottom?
Absolutely.
Magneto, master of magnetism.
He's a great actor, but you know, he's definitely a clown.
Wait a minute. You don't think that
no.
when he bends over
yeah.
and the guy's about to stick it in, he doesn't pull a full Gandalf and go, "Thou shalt not pass my colon." You don't think that happens?
Well, he's such a great actor, he could probably pull off both roles.
I
fart in your general direction.
If I was gay, I would say that all the time.
I would think so.
I would be the worst gay ever. That's why, like, when Marcus, bisexual Marcus, thinks I'm bisexual, I would not know. I would be laughing too much.
Well, sure.
Like, if there was a cock involved and they wanted to stick it in my hiney hole, I think I would either fart on it, make a stupid joke. I wouldn't be a sensitive lover.
I'd be laughing just to see you naked.
Yeah, I wouldn't be fucking... Yeah. Wait, hold on. I'm writing someone who's asking me, wait, so Frank canceled? Are you fucking kidding me? No.
That really happened.
He canceled. Wait, hold on. Canceled. I talked... To him. On the phone.
Is that his agent?
One of his handlers.
Okay.
Who's like on an iPhone? I don't have an iPhone. Damn fucking text the type.
iPhone, your phone, my phone.
Who's got an iPhone? I don't have. I can't afford a fucking iPhone. Alright, so anyway, yeah, so that's what happened. So what happened was we have a guy.
Yeah.
Who Frank Shamrock.
Yeah.
Who's not a fruit. Gay or anything, because now I don't want anyone listening to this conversation to take anything out of context, because Frank will kick the fuck out of me, and he'll kick fuck all of us, because he's a
We're not going to tell him where we are.
He was the first ever UFC light heavyweight champion. You understand?
That
he was in MMA. This is why I wanted to have him on.
Oh, sure.
Besides the army stuff, he was, do you realize that he predates the word MMA?
Right.
Ooh. Like, literally, when it was just, like, they used to call it, like, not just cage fighting. They used to call it, not grappling, but they had a different name for it.
So he goes back years.
Like, catch fighting, catch point, things like that. They used it, literally predates all that stuff.
Is he still wrestling?
No, he is officially retired. He was, I believe he retired a couple of times, then came back. Because he's just that good at it. He literally, when he fought, he took on some dude. I don't remember what UFC it was at, but he knocked him out in 16 seconds.
Wow.
Like, he's a literal total badass. Yeah. And he's and not that gays can't be literal total badasses.
No,
please don't send your cards and letters.
That's right.
They're probably covered with jizz. Yeah, fucks. But
what is that shit?
Or shit.
Yeah.
Jesus, boys.
I tell you.
Stop being fruits, you fruities. But anyway, so anywho, I still don't think that Magneto would be a fucking top, a fucking bottom.
You don't think so?
No. But anyway, Frank,
he's too skinny to be a top.
Frank Shamrock not on the show today, so I'm sorry to disappoint anybody.
Sorry, Frank.
But please go to frankshamrock.com, learn about all the stuff he's doing, and eventually I'll look at the phone and see what exactly he was doing for the Army. So when we come back from the break. I'll probably plug the shit out of that.
Maybe he'll be on next week.
He might. We'll have to reschedule. Here's another thing. This is why we are the Uncrowned Kings of Reality Radio. That's right. Had an actual plan.
You did?
Yes. Because Frank Shamrock represents Mauro Ranallo.
Who?
The guy that was that works for the WWE. Right. The bipolar rock and roller. He suffers from bipolar. Showtime did a whole documentary on him.
Okay. He used to do the... The announcer for
he
New
still
Japan.
Does. Still does. Well, no. He did that like one time.
No. He was on there for a while.
He did New Japan. I thought literally he only did it like maybe he did a handful of times.
He was on that.
Because he was more of the MMA few. In Japan than he was on the... either way.
Yeah.
Either way, he's one of the best fucking announcers and color commentary and play-by-play guys, and whatever word you want to throw at guys in the business. And I got to meet him when I was at SiriusXM, and I am a big fan. And I noticed while watching the documentary, some of the shit he has, I have. So I noticed that I don't say I'm bipolar, but I definitely have something. And I know that there must be, like, maybe some branch from that. So I would love to pick his brain on the air and have an interview. So Frank represents him.
Okay.
And then Frank was going to come on, and part of the interview, I'll let you in on a secret, kids. Part of the interview was going to be me begging to get Ranallo on the fucking show.
Okay.
So that was part of my plan. So then when he canceled, I even said, I guess I'll have to beg for Ranallo at another time then. Oh, yeah. And so I left it flapping in the breeze, and it's in the wind. Because I would love to have him on, and that was kind of going to be my gateway to get him on. And I love Frank Shamrock. I mean, it would have been an honor to have Frank on the show. So it's not like I was just using, but eventually, you know, essentially I was using him.
Of course.
But in essence,
like
I was
everybody
using
else, yeah.
But it was like more like a tit for tat.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? And I love tits and I love tats.
I love
tats,
yes.
So
it's like
good
tits and ass.
Quid pro quo. Thank you, Dr. Lecter in the back. It's exactly that. So having Frank on, I would have hit a lot of birds with one rock. Do you understand? Because I would have held out the army.
Yeah.
I would have held out the army. I would have freaking got Frank on the show and got to interview an MMA legend.
Uh-huh.
And then from that, piggybacked and got another guest off of his fucking shit.
Hey,
who would have been better than that?
You greedy fuck.
Yeah. Kevin Foley in the Facebook Live Suite. I know some of the biggest queens that are total top. So you can't judge a book by its cover.
That's so true.
In the gay world. We're not. I think, though. He's laughing. Kevin, by the way, gay and laughing. Yeah. So if anyone goes, you're offending the gays, he's laughing.
Yeah.
God damn it.
No, that's very true.
But I still, you really don't think that Magneto is a top?
I can. There's no way I can tell for sure. It's just by the look of him, I don't think so. I think he's more of a
Billy, give me a list of most famous gay guys.
You know,
I want to go top, bottom, top, bottom. Because I honestly think that sometimes if you look at the gay guy and you study him and all his veiny goodness. No, if you study him, I think you can sometimes judge.
I think he can a little bit.
It's not always. Sometimes it's a crapshoot. It would make a great game, top or bottom.
I had a friend years ago.
Who would fuck you in the ass, making you the bottom.
He wanted to. Yeah. Well, I had a friend years ago. He was a gay guy, but he was built like you. He was a linebacker. He was a.
Why do I got to be the gay guy in your scenario?
Well, no, he was a professional. The guy was a professional football player.
You have a tight end.
I'm not going to mention his name, but he was a professional football player.
Joe Theismann.
Yeah, well, no, he was like a linebacker. He was a tremendous guy.
Refrigerator Perry.
You know.
I'm just going to start throwing out football players.
And he used to come to my gigs when I was playing in a band. I was a young kid at the time.
Joe Montana.
Yeah, he loved me.
No.
And he had a little sports car, and every time he used to miss the stick shift and grab my dick, by, you know.
Wait, he used to grab your dick?
Well, no, he used to grab my dick.
Yeah. That's what I just said.
Oh, I tell you, no.
See, most guys just step on the brake and reach across and grab a breast. He had this little sports car. Wait, hold on.
Because you're glossing over the fact that a dude grabbed your cock, and I would like to discuss
Well, we have to go to a break.
When we come back, we get this.
Oh, when we come back, we're going to discuss a dude that from Joe's past who was a football player.
A big football player.
Who literally would use Joe like a fucking 74 Chrysler.
Well,
and fucking changed the gear shift, and by gear shift I mean his cock and balls.
Well, that was his. It was more like in fun, you know. Like he was gay. He knew I wasn't gay.
What part of we have to go to break didn't you get? You're kind of shooting your load. I want you to save this. This is a good gay story.
He left it in the car.
Maybe this is why you are half a fruit. We think that you are gay.
I'm
a little
not
bit.
Gay.
We think that you're gay. You like touching men.
Some of my best friends are gay.
I'm not gay. The guy that fucks me in the ass, yeah, that guy's gay.
That guy, I gotta tell you.
Oh, my God.
He's such
gay.
A fairy.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these gay words. Yeah.
This is Ham Radio. Uncle Eddie.
He's a real douche.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com. ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
This is Bob Saget and my dog licked my balls. What's the story of your life? You're listening to Ham Radio.
Society, God's gift to ballroom notoriety, and I always fill my ballroom. The event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all.
I've got big balls, and Joe's got big balls.
That's why they were friends.
Big balls,
and then fancy big balls.
Oh. He's got big balls, and she's got big balls.
ACDC. It's the Ham Radio Show. And Joe's playing Sly Flute. Yep. It's him.
About those car names again.
Come on.
I've got big balls.
Yeah.
Jersey.
And they're all in Joe's mouth.
You guys are so terrible.
He's got the biggest balls of them all. 718-577-1389. It is the Ham Radio Show. We are live at hamradioshow.com, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. When we last left our intrepid hosts, what happened was we were in the middle of something. And we decided that we would talk about what gay people are tops and bottoms. When Joe decided to tell us an old school story, well, at least begin to tell us an old school story, when he had a gay friend who was the size of a Buick, that was a football player.
Or a small Cadillac.
That anyway. Decided to use Joe's cock as a gear shift. Joe, please take us back to that fateful day.
No, it's in the car. It's a true story. I tell lousy stories.
You do.
I know. It's a true story. We used to have a band back in, this is the 60s now, what can I say? We used to play all the big clubs in around the area.
And look how tongue-tied he is from the story.
You know, he has to be a tell joke again. I don't.
I didn't ask you to tell a joke. I asked you to tell a story about the guy.
But anyway, my manager, the guy who managed our group, his sexual partner was a football player.
A big dude.
He was a linebacker, a professional football player. He played for one of I think it was the New York Giants or something like that.
Okay.
Giants. It was one of the linemen?
It was tremendous.
Don't give out his name.
No, I can't.
Don't give out his name, but tell me his number.
No.
And
I don't even know his number.
Did he have a nickname?
The one guy on the Giants came out years later.
Yeah.
That was probably him.
That's what I'm thinking, but I don't know for sure, so I'm not going to say anything.
Anyway, he
was it dispersion. Was it Ed Too Tall Jones?
No, he was a white guy.
Oh. All right, so now we know he's a white guy on the Giants.
I'm giving away too much information.
And that now rules out the person I was thinking.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, he was like the bodyguard for the group. He would like sort of make sure nobody fucked with us and shit like that. Because we were all kids. We were 20s, 20s and young. And he used to drive this little, it was an Alpine. You know, ever see an Alpine sports car?
Right.
Tiny fucking car. Tiny fucking
tiny car.
You know, and like he used to.
Barely any room for Joe and his cock.
After the game. No, we were close friends. We were very friendly. He was a great guy.
You don't have to convince us. Yeah. We understand.
I mean, like.
Now, where did the bad man touch
if he
you?
Grabbed my ass, I didn't think it like it was a gay thing. It was like, okay. It was like fun.
So he started blowing me, and I didn't think anything
there
of
was
it.
No nakedness. We're never naked together. You're never naked.
You can get a blowjob and still keep clothes on.
He was my manager's boyfriend. If my manager would have killed me. He was that kind of guy. You know, he was the.
He got jealous?
Yeah. Now, this guy was definitely a top guy.
Yeah.
Because he was like, you know, you would never think of he was gay. Never. Because he's like, you know, especially in those days, you know, nobody came out of the closet in those days. But he was.
You're
like,
saying this guy was so big he couldn't fit in the closet.
He was tremendous. He was
tremendous.
Like, he's at least 350, 6'2".
How big was his cock?
I never saw his cock.
Oh.
I never saw his cock. But
I want to see if you.
Usually fat people have small cocks. Well, you know that.
I know that for a fact.
That's the way.
Let's go live to my penis.
Oh. But anyway, when we used to drive in his little car,
yes,
he used to, like, he just as a joke, he used to miss second gear with his hand. He used to go, first gear, second gear, and
pull back. Wait, so the people, by the way, playing at home, or if you're watching on the ham cam,
yeah, it was fun.
Joe was changing gear shifts. He pulled forward. Yeah. And then when the gentleman that was the football player that wanted Joe's meaty beef thermos pulled back into second gear, he then would slip off the knob and then grab Joe's
knob.
I
was very good looking in those days.
You were?
Yes, I was.
You were a stallion, sir.
I was very good looking.
You definitely were a sex panther.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's what they call it.
My dick was bigger then, too.
Well, everyone's dick is bigger
I think when you're thin, because I was 140 pounds in those days. I'm like 100 pounds heavier now. So you can imagine.
So now you're, do you have a tiny dick?
I probably had a dick like Danny.
That's a very big dick.
Yeah.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's on my phone?
Who's this?
Who's that?
This is a football player.
Yo, is this the football player that fucked Joe?
Hello.
You're there. I can hear you breathing.
Sorry about that. It's kind of a low service area.
Are you jerking off to the show, sir? Who is this?
This is Devin.
Hi, Devin. How are you, buddy?
Hey, what's up? Is this Rob?
No, it's not Rob. This is Uncle Eddie.
Oh.
Did you call to order a pizza or something?
Where are you calling, Devin?
Is the wrong number?
Hey, who knows?
Well, Devin, you're handling it fucking great.
Yeah, Devin.
Devin,
what is the story of your life, Devin?
Wait, hold on.
Can the kids?
Hold on. Let me talk to Devin. Okay. You're scaring Devin. Devin, he doesn't even know where he called into.
I know.
And you're making slide whistle noises?
I'm telling you, I think he's ordering a hero sandwich somewhere.
Devin, how are you here? What can I do for you? Are you calling into a radio show, or are you looking for a guy named Rob?
I was referred by a guy named Rob, and he gave me this number. He said something about some sort of podcast. I don't know.
All right. Well, you did call a radio show. How are you?
Okay.
How you doing, Devin?
Doing okay.
Okay. The name of the show is called The Ham Radio Show.
That's right.
And we, so okay.
Where are you from, Devin?
I'm from Ohio.
Okay.
Oh, that explains
Devin,
it.
Don't worry about it. There's not a test on this shit later, so just get ready. Because these questions are going to keep coming, buddy.
I'm
this is what
you,
happens.
Yeah,
here.
It sure is.
All right, so we know that you're Devin from Ohio.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You were recommended by Rob.
And you were recommended by Rob.
We got a lot of information.
Oh, about. He's a veteran. Rob, by the way, is in the Facebook Live suite saying that Devin from Ohio is a veteran.
Okay.
Devin, thank you for your service. What branch of the military were you in, sir?
U.S. Army.
There you go. What was your outfit? What was your what were you where were you positioned? Where were you posted, sir? Where tell me all about it.
I got the short end of the stick in Hawaii.
Oh,
you served well.
You're in the war of come on, you want to lay me? That was a good war.
Come on, you want to lay me? Yes,
yes, that was a good war. Everyone got laid. They fought a volcano. It was a great. It was a fucking. Oh, every night the poor soldiers had to eat poi.
I know.
Every fucking night.
Yeah. The muaus are torture.
And then the hula girls.
Sometimes
every
Mrs.
Night.
Poi, sometimes Mr. Poi.
And when they ran out of bulletproof vests, they had to use coconut bras.
That's
it was
right.
Fucking crazy.
I know.
But Devin did it, sir. Devin did it.
I know.
He fought for our country and did it.
I just think a lot of people got the wrong perception about Hawaii, is all.
Yeah, that's right.
So fill me in about Hawaii, then.
It's a tough place to be, let me tell you.
Tell me more
about
Hawaii.
Well, first off, I can tell you right now that the locals, they're not too fond of tourists, and they're not too fond of military.
Okay.
Of course, you'll find your friendly bunch, you know, here and there. But, you know, like, there's a reason why I didn't go off base without a blade or... No, or like a buddy with me.
No right. Kidding.
So there was actually less Mahalo and more hollow point bullets.
I honestly thought the people in Hawaii were very, you know, the Polynesians.
Polynesian people.
Yeah, they're very friendly and they like white people. You know?
I love how Joe's trying to be less Roseanne Barr and he's just making sure.
As far as I know, you know, I go back to, you know, Mutiny on the Bounty. They like the guys that came from, you know.
Hey, look, all I know about Hawaii is what you see on TV. I don't know. I've never been, so I don't know. I know that I do know that, Devin, they do a lot of that that fucking ice.
Yeah.
A lot of that drug ice over there. They like the ice.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Meth is, meth. Yeah, oh, yeah, like all that shit is real big out there.
Really?
Have you ever bumped into Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Ooh. No, actually I haven't.
Have you seen his wife's giant tits?
They are big, aren't they?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Very good.
Yeah.
Devin, it's good. At least you saw the tits. Good job.
That was the day they trained to climb the mountain.
Yes. Devin got a shoe loss in her cleavage.
Yes, I'll tell you that.
Where's my boot? On my nipple, you fucking asshole. So what was some bad shit you saw in Hawaii? You got any good Hawaiian rumbling stories? Like, you said you brought a knife out there. Did you ever get into a knife fight?
Oh, please don't even say that.
Nah, it was more or less I just brought it just in case I had to.
Right.
All right. So let me ask you, Devin, is a very serious question that is afoot. You know Magneto from the X-Men?
Yeah.
Okay, you know the movies?
Yeah.
You know the movies, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you know the guy that plays Magneto is gay, right?
What was that?
The guy that plays Magneto in the movies is gay. You know that, right?
Ian McKellen.
Yeah.
Sir
okay.
Ian.
Yeah.
Do you think that Magneto could be a top or a bottom?
I have no idea.
See, he doesn't even want to answer the question because he knows the answer is not bottom.
He's a bottom man.
He's not a bottom.
He's a bottom man.
Magneto would never be a bottom.
Yes, he is.
No, he wouldn't.
Man. He's too thin.
He would use his mutant powers and open the butt cheeks.
He's too skinny.
He would not. He would just. He would be in charge. He's
no.
Fucking Magneto.
No. He's not.
Crazy.
He's not a rough guy. You've got to be a rough guy to be on the top.
Devin, did you meet your? Did you really?
Joe?
Did you marry a Hawaiian girl or?
No, I came close to marriage twice, and right now I'm just happily single.
Oh. Ah, so anybody out there that wants to fuck Devin, he's in Ohio.
That's right. Why, oh, did I ever leave Ohio?
Yeah, how the fuck, why did you leave, you left Hawaii and went to Ohio?
It's just like I said, a lot of people have the wrong perception about Hawaii, right. And I didn't really like it.
But is Ohio better? I don't understand. Isn't Ohio a very violent fucking place?
Nice place. No.
It's home.
It's home? All right, so you were born and raised in Ohio.
It's a very nice place.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also violent. Ohio is like, they got, I think it was the most murders per...
capita?
Per capita. Thank you. That was the word I was looking for.
I thought that was Chicago.
No, Chicago just has shootings.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not everybody dies. He just gets shot in Chicago.
Well, that's a big difference.
Yeah. In Ohio, they get stabbed a lot. Oh.
But there's some...
Chicago actually had 4,000 firearm-related deaths, I think, in 2017 alone.
Yeah.
Right. You're right. Sure.
They call it Chirac for that reason.
Okay. Sometimes, yes. Okay. Now, what part of Ohio are you in?
Mount Vernon.
Oh,
isn't that New Jersey?
No, it's not. So, it's... Oh, I'm trying to think where it is, but I can't remember. Which is it, closer to Cleveland or Cincinnati? And I'm completely wrong.
It's kind of more or less in, like, in the middle.
Now, do you, because you're living in Ohio, are you allowed to say fuck LeBron James?
I mean, as far as that goes, I can't really say that because, well, me, like, I just don't watch basketball, to be quite honest. I do watch football.
Okay. So are you a Bengals fan?
Nope.
Motherfucker doesn't... Devin, what are you doing? You got Hawaii, Ohio. Who the fuck are you rooting for?
Ohio State, probably.
Well, if I told you, you'd probably hate me.
Why?
Not good.
The Cowboys?
No.
Right. Eagles?
No, fuck no.
Eagles?
The Green Bay Packers.
Is it my fucking Eagles?
I'll give you a hint. They are five-time Super Bowl champions, but they are not the Cowboys.
The Patriots.
No.
Yep.
It's the Patriots. He's right.
What are you going to know for?
Wait, you're going...
Joe,
you live in Ohio.
Wins that one.
Wait a minute. You're going in... You live in Ohio. You served my country.
Yeah. In Hawaii.
And... Yeah, in Hawaii. Yeah. And you fucking... are parading around as a fan of Tom fucking Brady?
Oh, he's a Patriot.
Hey, he's the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Okay, but true. But you know what? OJ was a great player too, but I wouldn't root for him.
Oh.
Well, I mean, like OJ, that's kind of comparing apples and oranges.
Sure,
here.
Yeah.
No, that's comparing apples and fucking butcher knives.
Yeah, true that.
I think OJ came from Hawaii.
I went over her house. I didn't go over her house.
I slipped five times.
Some other guy went over her house and slit everybody's throats, but fuck it, I didn't do it.
That's right.
But did you mention I was a patron? Bye-bye. How about them Bills?
Yeah. Whoops.
You know what OJ said after the trial?
What?
Can I have my hat and gloves back?
Hi-yo.
Oh.
So, anywho, Devin, thanks for calling the show, man.
Yep.
So what we've learned today from Devin is he was in Hawaii serving our country. He now lives in Ohio. He's single.
Yeah.
All right. He needs some pussy. So if anybody wants to go see him, get some pussy.
Okay.
And then on top of everything else, he's a fucking Patriots fan.
Carla Force, where's she come from, Carla?
I don't even know where Carla. Carla might fuck him.
Yeah.
Wait, are you black? Wait, are you black or white?
I'm neither.
What did he say?
Is there any other colors?
Are you Puerto Rican? What are you?
Indian?
Nope.
Chinese?
Nope.
Hawaiian?
Nope. Keep guessing.
Indian?
What was that?
Indian?
American Indian, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this might be the first American Indian I've ever fucking talked to.
We have a real American.
Damn right. So why don't you see? You should root for the fucking the Redskins then. Jesus Christ,
Washington.
Really give it to them. Really fuck them over. Be like, I'm a Native American and I like the Redskins. Fuck off.
Okay.
That's what you should do. But that's just me, because I think out of the box. But, so now we learn that he's Native American.
Yeah.
Are you, like, do you look, do you have, like, feathers in your hair? You got the beads? What do you got? What do you, how do you, or are you a New Age kind of, Indian?
I can honestly say right now that I don't get into all that traditional ceremonial stuff.
See, I like, by the way, how you both of you fucking rolled your eyes. But me and Devin are having a conversation. Devin knows.
I didn't roll my eyes.
Devin knows.
Like,
I didn't ask if Devin was wearing a fucking full headdress, you motherfuckers. I was asking if Devin, because sometimes when you meet when you actually meet the Native American people,
yeah,
a lot of them dress with a lot of, they got a lot of, what's the blue stuff?
Moccasins?
No, not moccasins. That's the shoes. The jewel. The, you know what?
Oh, jade.
Nah, that jade is green. Topaz?
Opal.
You're talking about the feathers in the hair?
Not besides that. The fucking the rock. It's like shiny.
Oh,
it's blue.
It's blue. Topaz.
Turquoise.
Turquoise.
It's something. It's That's you know what I'm
talking
about.
Oh.
It's like the color of that bathing suit on TV right now.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. Like, some of them actually do, because some of them, like, they really want you to walk up to them and go, "Are you Indian?" They want you to do that.
They hold.
And then there's
tradition.
Other ones like Devin, who's on the phone, who served our country, who's a wind talker.
Oh yes,
you get it, because he's Native American, and he was in the military. And this guy does not dress. You would never even know. You probably would think he's probably Latino. Do you have a burnt caramel complexion, sir?
Well, let's just say that I do get mistaken for being Mexican or Puerto Rican or any other of the Latino ethnicity.
Now, see, he would be great on Guess the Race.
There you go.
He would be great, because what you do is you put him into a scenario where you dress him like a Latino, with the big knee-high socks, the shirt open,
Mexican
and with the wife beater and the fucking hairnet, and you send him out there, and then he starts speaking. You know, he starts speaking Native American to people.
Of course,
that would fucking blow people's minds.
How?
What are you a fucking Tonto? Shut up. Devin, thank you for serving our country, and thank you for calling in the show.
You,
and by the way, Rob says it is turquoise, and stop being racist fucks. Thanks.
Okay, that's awesome.
Thank you, man.
Have a good day, Dad.
Seriously, thanks for calling in the show, buddy.
Yep.
In Hawaii, then went to Ohio. Jesus Christ.
Jeez.
That's a fucking downgrade if I've ever heard of it.
I'll tell you.
I don't know.
That is, dude, look, I like.
If you're used to a certain place, you're going to go there and stay there.
Yes, but I like, look,
sure.
I'm not saying that Hawaii.
You would always come home here to New York. You're a New Yorker, and that's your
plan. Oh, no, dude, I'm a big city guy. If you put me in a big city, I'm fine.
You go to Hawaii for a few weeks, you go, okay, this is nice, I saw the ocean, let's go home.
Now I've seen everything, volcanoes erupted, I got to go home.
No, now, in the environment that we're in now, with Hawaii, you're going to have some fucked up shit.
In that area.
Do you know that? Did you see the news the other day with the there was so much lava flow? There's a whole nother island.
It formed
a whole new island.
They're probably selling it already.
They probably are.
I'm sure there's people figuring out how to bridge across and do it.
Devin just bought a house there.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. It's on Devin's reservation. It's his now house. He's there. He's Chief Runamuck. And he will have his own stuff. That is the first Native American we've ever actually had on the show, by the way.
What tribe is in Ohio? The Fakawis?
No, the Slavaho.
Will you stop?
I think the Slavaho?
The Fakawi tribe.
The Fakawi?
Where the fuck are we?
Where the fuck are we? Ohio. Oh, okay.
Okay.
We're good. Just pull the van around.
Joe's favorite thing about Indians is
Fakawis.
No, but not even that. Did you see, like,
his
whole
education's from F Troop?
Fuck that. He's got that, and he's got fucking. He quoted Tonto.
Tonto. How?
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 Well, your next thing was going to call him Chemo Sloppy? What were you going to do?
Yeah, well, Lone Ranger almost killed Tonto. He found out what Chemo Sloppy means.
What does it mean? Chemo Sloppy is the N-word of the chemotherapy. I give you cancer.
You got it. Now you fucking.
God damn it.
Boom.
Billy, what's our clock here? What are we doing?
You have another 6 minutes.
Another 6 minutes?
You squeeze it.
Well, I can squeeze it because I wanted to play this. By the way, we were speaking of racism.
Yeah.
We're digging ourselves out of racism.
Yeah.
This is the funniest thing. Did anyone hear Roseanne do this little side she did some kind of interview.
An interview?
Where she's by the way going to be on Sean Hannity. I don't know if it's tonight. Yeah, I'll look it up on the thing. Right. I don't know if it's tonight or tomorrow. Well, she's going to be on Hannity.
On her side for a while.
Well, yeah, but here's the funniest part of the whole thing. She gets annoyed with the interviewer, and then she blurts this out. And tell me if this does not sound fucking nuts. All right?
She's a real person.
I thought the bitch was white! God damn it! I thought the bitch was white!
That's...
Wait,
hysterical.
One more fucking time with feeling from Roseanne Barr. Here it is.
I'm trying to talk about Iran. I'm trying to talk about Valerie Jarrett wrote the Iran deal.
I know, but you've told me this 300 times.
That's what my tweet was about.
I know. You've explained this literally 300 times.
I thought the bitch was white. God damn it! I thought the bitch was white.
She's sitting there. She's got a little
fuck.
The wife beater type T-shirt.
She's
or
a,
whatever
she's a
they
real
call
person,
them.
Man.
And
that's
she's got the cigarette in her hand.
She's a real person.
And when she loses it, her head flips and the hands
I gotta
are
tell
going.
You, she's like the female Lenny Bruce, you know?
No, she's not. Do never wait. First off, do never,
I don't know about that.
Never degrade Lenny Bruce.
I don't think that's
yes,
great
you just all. Did. You know. Lenny Bruce was a talented. Fucking comic who literally built his act on the fact of off the fucking bullshit of censorship.
Yeah, anyway,
this bitch wrote a fucking dumb racist tweet, but it only became racist even though this bitch did this.
Explain this literally 300 times.
I thought the bitch was white. God damn it! I thought the bitch was white.
Fuck.
You know. Not for nothing, but if she said that the first time when it all came out.
She did. In one of her fucking excuses for writing the email, the tweet, sorry,
yeah.
Was I thought she was white. Now, when you look at this woman, when you look at Valerie, whatever the fuck the chick's name is, because Valerie Jarrett.
Right.
When you look at Valerie Jarrett, she does not look black. The same way Devin does not look Native American.
She's got a nice tan.
He looks Spanish.
Yeah.
So automatically, if you're dumb and you're just writing something in the middle of the night and you're writing a joke and you didn't do any research on that, you just decided to go, I'm going to write this joke because at the end of the day, what happened was I sat there and I went like this.
I thought the bitch was white.
Yeah.
God damn it! I thought the bitch was white.
Fuck! I love the fuck at the end. It's the greatest part. But that's my point. She didn't know. I'm not the...
Right.
Look, I will defend the fact, and I have defended her on this. I think she just fucked up. She wrote something stupid because she, at the end of the day, thought the bitch was white.
Well.
And did not fucking understand what she had done wrong.
Yeah, she was
now,
she was stupid to do it in the first place.
No, you can, first off, that's the other thing. I will be the Lenny Bruce in that defense. That's censorship.
Yeah.
You should be allowed to say dumb shit. Mm-hmm. We can't take away, like, people are up in arms, by the way, about Facebook is supposedly not stopping people, like Holocaust deniers. They're not stopping them, as they shouldn't. People should be allowed to say dumb shit.
Right.
People should be allowed to just spit their dumbness into the world. It's up to you, individual.
Let me decide what
if you are going
to be part
get
of.
Reeled in by the dumbness, and if you're going to honestly say that, what was it, 8 million Jews?
8 million plus.
We're
yeah.
not, I'm downplaying the number. Let's just say a billion. A billion Jews weren't slaughtered and killed and gassed and had so much fucking atrocities done to them.
Right.
If you don't think that the Holocaust actually existed, you're a fucking moron. But you should have the right to come out and say, I don't think the Holocaust existed. You should have that right because that's what we live in. We live in a world of free speech.
Hey, look, the people think the earth is flat, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Then you got to stop those dumbasses,
yeah,
too.
You know
what I mean? So she, at the end of the day.
We never went to the moon. It was all staged.
Yeah, it was all a fucking act. We didn't do anything. It was on a soundstage in L.A.
Somebody put up a video that I seen. They have the whole thing. They're reenacting it. And he goes to put the flag in, but he stabs him in the foot. He falls back, and everything falls over.
The set. They took down the set.
Fucking funny.
Because at the end of the day, if I can leave you with one thought,
yes,
it would be this, okay? One crystal clear thought.
The bitch was white! God damn it! I thought the bitch was white!
Fuck! And that is what I can leave you with, because you need to be able to be stupid.
It's a good thing she's rich.
Yeah. You need to be, at the end of the day, allowed to be stupid, because stupidity is never going to end.
No.
This is why when we discuss like racism in general, we make stupid jokes.
Speed it up.
But we are the least racist people in the world. But we are well aware, at least on this show we are, that you will never get rid of racism. You know why? Because racism is equated to stupidity. You're never going to eliminate stupidity, so how are you going to eliminate racism? Think about that while we go to break.
Ooh.
And who says you never learn anything on this fucking show? Mostly everybody. But for the first time, you might have something to think about. All I'm saying. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. And remember, if you can be so kind, is we will be back after
I thought the bitch was white! God damn it! I thought the bitch was white! Fuck!
We'll be right back after these words. Come on, Billy!
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover 2, blowover 3, hell, bring in a blowout for 4, it doesn't matter. Cut and style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
This is Slash, and you're listening to one badass motherfucker, Uncle Eddie, on Ham Radio.
Guns N' Roses, baby! It's the Ham Radio Show, WHAM, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. I can't use it. Sorry, I'm dying. We are live.
Oh, baby.
718-577-1389. How are you?
I'm good.
Good evening. I think we got somebody on the phone. It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
It's Dub.
Yeah? Who's this?
This is Kobe.
Kobe, how are you? Kobe, where are you from?
From San Diego.
Oh,
San Kobe Diego. From San Diego. What brings you to the Ham Radio Show? What do you want to talk about, buddy?
You know, I don't know. Rob Layson told me to call in and shoot the shit with y'all.
All right. Rob is just a whore tonight. Devin was like, yeah, Rob told me to fucking have to call in. And this is now Kobe,
okay,
who Rob told to call in.
Okay.
And now we have, now correct me if I'm wrong, Kobe. I'm going to take a shot in the dark, okay? You're a veteran.
I am not.
Oh!
Well, then we don't thank you for your service.
I got it wrong.
Okay.
So what are you then, buddy?
You know, I'm just Cobes, man. I tell everybody I'm just a free motherfucker.
Okay.
I'm not a label. You know, I'm too immoral to be a freaking anarchist. You know, the nap just doesn't apply to assholes like me, so I don't know.
That's very true. Now, why do you say you're an asshole?
Have you ever met me?
No.
We're
I mean, have you ever, like, worked on my Facebook or anything like that? I mean, I don't even know why the fuck you guys even like me. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but you're not that bad of an asshole. So why do you think that you're like the motherfucking Antichrist?
Well, you know, I can be cold sometimes, my friend. That's all that is. But what about you guys? What are you guys talking about? I guess I thought there was going to be like some cracking midget hookers or something like that. And like, you know, we're just sitting here talking about like whether I'm a veteran or not. I mean, where's the good shit at? Do we got any midget hookers or what?
Well, we have no midget hookers right this very second. Alice Little is not in the building today. Alice Little, by the way, did write me, though. We can talk about Alice Little. We were talking about hopefully meeting up at Dennis's birthday party.
Magneto, top or bottom?
That was one of the other things. By the way, if you are on the ham cam, which is on my Facebook page, for some reason the video has ended, so I'm going to restart a brand new video for everybody else. I'm going to load one up there for you. That way you can be watching on the ham cam and you can listen to Kobe try to answer the question, do you think that Magneto would be a top or a bottom?
You know, I think Magneto would be a top, man. He's just got too much that he can bring down on you. I don't think you can keep him down.
Yeah, but what about Ian McKellen, the actor? Wouldn't he be a bottom guy?
Yeah, you know, that's a tough one. I mean, you know, it could be 50-50. Maybe we should throw him in a ring and figure it out.
So what would happen if we put Ian versus Magneto? Like, if Ian had to fuck Magneto or Magneto had to fuck Ian, so you got the character versus the actual actor, who do you think gets fucked in the ass that way? That would be, to me, a better idea. I'm just saying. I'm throwing it out there. Kobe's very quiet because Kobe is...
He's thinking.
He's an asshole, as he said. Thinking. So he's thinking. He's being an asshole. Why, Billy? Why is Billy walking around the studio?
I don't know.
Maybe it's highly distracting. Or something. Why are you walking around?
I was searching for something that I did not find.
Oh. That fucking is
we shall move along.
Kobe, are you alive, motherfucker? All right, Kobe's fucking gone.
I think he lost the connection.
Is Kobe? I think Kobe's dead. So we'll lose Kobe right now. Anyway, I did reach out to Kobe. So don't think like I don't want anybody going, oh, you hung up on Kobe. No, I didn't. He's fucking not there. I did reach out to him fucking three times.
There's shitty phones here.
I think this might be Kobe again. Who the fuck even knows? Let's see. It's the Ham Radio Show. Is this Kobe?
Yeah. You know, I had to put you guys on notice real quick just to let you know that I was an asshole. That was all that was about.
Oh, I already knew you were an asshole.
Okay.
You already told me you were an asshole. You led with it. You were an asshole.
No, you know, I was saying that
like a surprise.
You know, you're talking about top and bottom, and then you brought up the actor versus, you know, all that. And I was going to say, man, it's Hollywood. They're all bottom motherfuckers. I mean,
yeah,
shit, let's be real about it.
You're right.
Well, that's why, Billy, can you find me a list of, like, the top Hollywood gays?
Because
then we can play anal or no anal.
Elton John, Patrick Harris, Kevin Spacey.
All right, one at a time. Don't blow your gay load all over me. Hold on.
Hold on. Yeah, I was just going to say, do you guys, like, actually keep track of this shit? I mean, what, do you got a fucking list?
Billy used what we call the Google, motherfucker.
Ranker.com apparently does.
Fucking, Kobe's new to this whole internet thing. You look up shit, Kobe, you type it in, and then it magically comes up on a list.
That's true.
Yeah. Probably the do not detain list.
Yes, who takes in the pooper? Let's see. So we got Elton John. I would say Elton John's a fucking top.
No.
I say Elton John's a top, and he's singing to you.
While he does John Travolta?
It.
Oh, John Travolta.
He's
a boys.
He's a top.
No, I think John Travolta's more of a bottom.
No, he doesn't stand up, man. Let me tell you.
No, I think John Travolta's the guy that literally went at the massage parlor.
Yeah.
Started touching guys' penises. He wants to put the penis inside of them.
That don't mean nothing. That he's still a topper. Like,
no,
you know,
then he would be a bottom.
Yeah, you know, no, he doesn't want to look you in the eye, man. Let me tell you something.
John Travolta would be a bottom.
No.
God damn it, I'm voting.
Oh no.
Who else is on the list, Billy?
Okay.
Give me some big names, not these side gays. I want some big ones.
I think John is a top. I think John's a top because he likes the little boys, man. Those fucking freaks like the little kids, dude, so he's got to be a topper.
Yeah.
All right, let's say allegedly, we don't know if he fucks the little boys. We know that he touched, allegedly also, a guy in a massage parlor because I don't need Scientology.
Yeah, he's definitely a bottom.
Yeah,
he's a bottom.
And his fucking legal team up my ass. So what do you got, Billy? Come on.
We have...
Who's
Michael,
in the gay batting order? Come on.
Michael Queen Stipe.
Michael Stipe from R.E.M. is gay?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
According to this list, he's on it.
Oh, wow. All right, so let's say Michael Stipe.
Patrick Harris.
Yes, he's
on
the list.
Wait a minute, hold on. First off, Kobe, get a fucking better phone.
What?
It sounds like the
Stop
water.
Shoving the phone up your ass. There you go. Can you hear? Now, yeah, talk into the phone so I can hear you. Now, wait.
Okay.
So, Michael Stipe, wait, let's do one gay at a time. Michael Stipe from R.E.M., I say bottom. Do we all agree on bottom? Mm-hmm. Losing my religion? Oh. That guy? Gay.
Yeah.
And we just learned gay.
Okay.
And I say bottom. All right, so now who else?
Pete Wentz?
What about Roll?
Wait a minute, Pete Wentz is not gay.
He's on his list.
Well, wasn't Pete Wentz married to Ashley Simpson?
I think he's got the wrong list there.
You're asking me, like, I know these things.
Billy, put down your list of guys you wish were gay and pick up the other
guys.
He's like
the guy from the Fallout Boy.
Yeah, but I didn't think he was gay. He was married to Ashley Simpson.
Well, maybe he's bisexual.
Well,
maybe bisexual, yeah.
Maybe that's what made him. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you have...
Kobe, I gotta hang up on you. Your phone sounds like you're a fucking like a McDonald's friggin' order machine at drive-thru.
I'll call you guys back from a different phone.
All right, please do.
The clown's mouth.
I can't, because all you hear is it sounds like he's taking a fry order behind me.
I heard Queen Elizabeth takes it up the ass.
I think so too.
Yeah, everybody knows this.
I love how. By the way, Giggles is in the chat room, and Giggles is like. This is boring. Giggles.
Well,
first off, Giggles, you literally, you have no show of your own. Second off, this is fucking, it was highly entertaining until you started sleeping on it. We had Kobe was riveted. Everybody was riveted. So shush. God damn it.
Laurence Olivier.
Laurence Olivier, I don't know that.
Oh, he's definitely was.
Flavor is Flea Kim now? Kim from Kim, the one that wants to fuck the priest. Kim is saying that that Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers is gay.
I don't
Kobe,
know.
Is that you?
That's me. Can you hear me better now?
Yes, you're on your non-asshole phone. That's way better.
Right.
Yeah. I think Kobe was trying to watch porn and call us at the same time.
Absolutely.
On one phone.
I did. I was actually pissing, literally pissing with my cock in my hand when I called you the first time. It was awesome.
Well, at least then put the phone down towards the toilet so we can hear the piss in the bowl. Jesus.
I did. Well, I thought you guys would have heard it, but I was on the fucking asshole phone.
God damn it. Pee louder, motherfucker. God. Shit. All right, wait. So now we're learning. Wait, first off, get off that list, Billy. Get on. Try to find out if Flea from the Chili Peppers is gay, because I did not know that. And Kim, by the way, even though Giggles is saying this is boring, Kim is voting, and Kim says she thinks Flea takes it in the ass. What? So she's saying Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers is the bottom.
Could be.
There you go. Mm-hmm. By the way, we also got the gay seal of approval, because Foley said I could never be fucking offended by anything Uncle Eddie does. So you know what? He's laughing his ass off at this bit, so fuck everybody. This is funny. Now, what else? Do you have Flea?
I don't know. The only thing I found is he was going to star in a film about a gay conversion camp.
Hmm.
But it also had
Nicole Kidman. Has to be the worst fucking gay. This is the worst camp ever.
I don't know. That's the only thing I've come across.
So that shit actually exists? There's like conversion camps and shit?
Yeah, well, that's the one that, you know, the ones that you can pray the gay away. You know, those places.
Pray the gay away.
Yeah, the ones that with the gays. With the, you,
I thought
you
it was
saying?
The other way around. When you went to a conversion camp, it was to become gay.
No. Oh, no, my simpleton friend.
I didn't know that.
No, what it is they send the
gay. That's just the law of unintended consequences. That's all that is.
There you go.
Now, that's one of those porns that Joe watches. They, what the fuck? You, the parents go, oh, I think my son or daughter is gay.
Ooh.
What are we going to do, Milton? By the way, the husband's name is Milton.
Well, give me $10,000 and I'll show you what's
going on. What are we going to do, Milton? And then they send them to, like, Camp Run Amok, or whatever the fuck it's called. And then at Camp Run Amok, they have, like, people that literally just beat them over the head with the Bible over and over and over and tell them that you're going to burn in hell if you have these impure thoughts.
Right.
And this, that, and the third, and they pray the gay away. They literally try to make them straight.
Really?
Yeah. It's fucking crazy. Kim, by the way, is saying she told you. That's what I'm saying. Giggles is saying that Billy doesn't give a flying fuck about who's gay or not. He's just entertaining me. Are you just entertaining me?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think Billy has ever entertained me ever.
I think old Billy wants is a good sandwich.
Entertain me really quick. I want to be introduced to everybody, know who everybody is, and then when are we going to get to the good shit, like anarchy and pussy or something?
Well, what do you want to talk about, motherfucker? Kobe, I'm Uncle Eddie. That's Joe over here. Joe, say hi to Kobe.
Hi, baby.
And there you go. And then Joe's an old fucking, an old-fashioned, old-school pervert.
That's right.
And Billy is the guy that's, Joe has been, not Joe, sorry, Billy has been engaged to Giggles for how long now?
17 years.
There you go. And he's not yet moved out of his apartment. Danny, who's
still lives with mom.
I still live with my mom. Danny is Danny has a giant penis, but he's not here right now. He's taking a sabbatical. I'm going, and Danny's going to Vegas in 24 days to host an event with Ronnie Mund, J.D. Harmeyer, and Shuley Agar from the Howard Stern Show.
Fantastic.
It's a pretty big thing. So get anarchy and pussy. Where can we go with that? I like to fuck pussy. I got laid two times so far in the year 2018, bringing my grand total to, I think, 13.
Two?
No, 13. I swear to God, I've been laid before. And anarchy. My favorite anarchist was Groucho Marx. So there you go. I think I've answered all your questions.
Wow, I like it. So I guess, you know, I'll start with my favorite anarchist. I'd say Dr. Seuss. I'm from San Diego. He's from down here. And all the plants and shit that we have kind of look like Dr. Seuss plants. Not all of them, but some of them. And let's see, I've been anarchist basically my whole life. Didn't really know what the fuck it was until probably I hit about, you know, late 20s. Then kind of started figuring it out and started doing some tactical anarchy where I started putting it into place what some of my views were. Started winning. So, you know, beating the IRS, getting on a do not detain list, you know, driving with no plates, doing all the stuff that most people do and get it all fucked up, or they get their ass beat and thrown in a cage or whatever. It's the stuff that I've been doing for a long time, and I've been doing it without being in a cage or getting shot. So I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's about it with the anarchy. It's just, you know, really anarchy to me is just mind your fucking business.
So you drive
really what? Don't hurt people and mind your fucking business.
Wait till he's done talking, Joe. Then get
I thought he was done. Yeah. So you actually drive without car insurance or license plates or anything like that?
No plates, but I do have insurance because to me it's just the responsible thing to do. I have five kids, so it's just retarded not to have insurance.
So how do you get away without driving without plates? I'd love to do that. I mean, don't the cops stop you every 5 minutes?
Well, it's really not about what you say on the stop. It's really about everything that you do prior to that because obviously they have like a matrix type system, right? Mm-hmm. And in that matrix type system, they have all of your information, what type of a slave you are, how many slave encounters that you've had, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And, you know, so anyway, there's two types of people really. And there's a lot of semantics about what each one means. And it really, it's irrelevant. It's just for internet e-arguing purposes. So the root, and there's many ways to kind of reach the same goal. Most of the people that I roll with all have different strategies than I do, but what we do have all alike is that we all have the same psychology. You know, and we're not people that are going to roll over, and we don't do it because we're trying to prove something. It's just, it's in our blood. There's no other way to do it. It's who we are. And a lot of people just don't understand that. It's not about winning even. And maybe that's why we win. But
Kobe comes off as like kind of like a cult leader.
I think so. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Like he's trying to turn us to the anarchist dark side.
I know. We'll be on the no fly list in a few.
Hey, days. No. You know what? Y'all's soul is responsible. I'm not responsible for y'all shit. You guys believe whatever the fuck you. As long as you're not a commie.
No.
All right. I won't turn into Pinochet and go get my fucking helicopter. All right.
Okay. Very true. Very true.
That's cool.
At least we're all on the same page. None of us are commie pinko swine.
No.
Not none
Fantastic.
Of us.
Fantastic. So, but yeah, man, that's really about what I do, dude, is that, you know, I just want to be left alone. That's it. I pay my dues back to society. I be a candle. I like to give back. I like to help people, uplift people, empower people, all that kind of stuff. But there's really two kind of statuses right now in America. You're either a U.S. citizen, which is basically code for slave. We don't need to necessarily get into that right now. It's a conversation for a different day, but it's really a status. You hear people say the colors. Are you black or are you white? And I always think to myself, black or white, those are colors. Those aren't actually nationalities. Those aren't races. Like, I don't even know what the fuck white is. I don't know what the fuck black is, right? So, you know, that doesn't say shit. So when people say that, they're saying things of color because that's what color of law is. Color of law is basically made up law, all right? It's not the real law. And the real law applies to real people.
Is it weird that Kobe's starting to make fucking sense? Like that kind
Isn't
of
it answer. Weird? It starts to come together. It does, I know. And there's layers to this shit. That's why I always hate explaining this stuff on the internet because it's just layers and layers. And it's like, you know, if you need to learn algebra, you don't start by teaching somebody fucking algebra, okay? You start by teaching them, you know, positive, negative, division, you know, multiple. You start with the simple shit and you start building layers to get up to teaching the algebra. It's the same shit with liberty, man.
All right, Kobe, thank you for being an anarchist.
Yeah.
It was pretty interesting shit. I mean, if you want to call the show, you can call the show again. All right, buddy?
All right.
Hi, man. Thanks for being an asshole, and we'll talk to you later.
See you later, guys.
All right, later.
Okay.
No, it was good. It's just that, like, you could tell that Joe was falling asleep.
It was interesting.
And I was learning something. Billy was paying attention, but you could tell that Joe's like... And I don't want to hear Joe later go, you know, it was a good show until that guy Kobe called.
That's right.
And then like Giggles wants to talk about Billy's awesome birthday.
Oh, wow.
Which I doubt that Billy did anything. What did Billy do for his awesome birthday?
I'm going to see Slayer.
Yeah, okay, but...
Sunday.
But tickets?
Yeah, but that doesn't count for the birthday. The birthday, the thing was she was getting the babysitter and shit.
Oh.
Yes.
Did anything happen on that?
No. We kept it simple and easy. She's learning to drive again.
Oh, nice.
So, like,
oh, Jesus Christ. Are you the one teaching it?
I saw her on Facebook behind the wheel. It was really cool, man. Yeah. You teaching? You're teaching her?
Yeah.
She should do that challenge where she gets out of the driver's side and dances.
Yeah.
And then with the door open.
And the car rolls away.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That's kind of dumb.
That'd be good. Yeah. First off.
Did you take a shower for your birthday?
What did you actually do?
It was just.
This show was off the rails tonight.
Right, it's completely off the rails.
Yeah.
Basically, we just hung out for a little bit, you know.
Can you bring your mic down to your mouth? That would be fucking great. There you go.
So basically, we just hung out for a little while, dropped the kids off. She
went
driving.
Had the babysitter.
She went driving, and then due to inclement weather there.
That wasn't even a word.
Inclement weather.
Just say fucking rain.
All right.
So due to the rain.
Due to the rain.
What did you do?
Went back and we just hung out at house.
You technically did exactly what the fuck you were going to do anyway was sit on the couch.
Right. I'm saving it all for Sunday. Go see Slayer, man.
But technically he got what he fucking asked for. He wanted to sit on the couch all day.
That's
all it is.
But Billy, you
are the most boring motherfucker I've ever seen in my entire life.
Wait, hold on for a second. Because my whole thing is Giggles, who's fucking, he's got to do this, he's going to do that, whatever, he's boring. You went along with it, bitch. You literally fucking went with him and sat on the couch together.
Well, it's his birthday. If that's what he wants, that's what you
do. No, but that was the argument. The whole argument was the fact that she was like, he's a boring fuck and all he wants to do is sit on the couch. What happened? He ended up sitting on the couch.
Giggles wants to help him out, to do the right thing.
But,
Smoke some grass. I don't know.
But you don't grasp that he literally ended up on the couch. He did exactly what the fuck he wanted to do. He ended up on the couch. And did nothing.
Blame the weather.
The clock bar.
Dude, the weather could... No. You have a car. All right? So the car can keep you out of the rain. You could have drove somewhere and did something.
Everything.
Right.
You decided to take the car, turn the fuck back around...
Right.
And then go back to the couch in which you came from.
Well, she hired babysitters, right?
Yeah, so there was no kids.
They babysat.
You guys could have done something really cool, man.
Yeah, that's what Sunday is.
Wait, according to Giggles, Billy's not telling the whole story. Yeah, they went driving, and then she sucked his dick, and then ate his ass and paid for gas.
She didn't say that.
That's exact right there,
that's
Giggles.
That's what she wrote, yeah.
Where?
She said, she's telling Billy, stop lying. We did not sit on the couch, asshat. No, we didn't. I don't know what the fuck that means. But wait, so did you get your dick sucked, yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not gonna
tell
you.
Did she suck your dick while you were driving?
No.
That would be
dangerous.
Did
she suck your dick while she was driving? Because that's impressive.
That's the impressive part. No.
I gave him roadhead while I was driving.
Right.
That's impressive.
Because that's how that works.
No, but what I'm asking is, all right, so she sucked your dick, and that's all you did was get a blowjob? Or did you, there's no kids in the house. Did you fuck?
No, actually, by the time we got around to being adults, the kids were in the house. We just had to let them go to sleep.
So wait, mommy blew, I really don't get your concept here. She got a babysitter.
Right.
The babysitter's watching both kids.
Right.
So you have no kids in the fucking house.
But the kids, we have to pick them up and drop them off.
Wait, don't interrupt. Let me understand.
Then
you got in the car and you drove for a little bit.
Right, she drove.
How long did that last?
I don't know, two and a half hours.
All right, wow. First off, learn how to drive. 2.5 hours, really? Right. You have to fucking do that? So then you went back to the house,
right?
And then she blew you as soon as you got back to the house?
No.
So wait, you went and got the kids again?
Yeah, I got to bring them back.
And then waited the whole day until they went to sleep?
By the time we got back to the house, it was late anyway. So, it was like 6:37.
So you technically did nothing for the birthday.
Right.
She made such a fucking hooping and hollering about it.
That's what Sunday, this Sunday coming up.
Yeah,
for.
But that's Sunday. That's Slayer. We're talking about the fucking, she had a babysitter, the whole thing. She fought with you on this show last week
really?
About all this shit. You ended up on the same fucking couch. You did nothing. Then you took all day, and then you got blown. And that's all you got was blown.
That's pretty good.
No, that's not all.
What did she said she ate your ass. Did she actually eat your ass?
No, we didn't go that far.
Does she eat your ass? Because she talks about it a lot.
Yeah, she does. She eats your ass? She loves it, yeah.
I'm asking. Does she toss the salad? She's the one that brings it up all the fucking time.
Yes, of course.
If the chick wants to do it, I don't know why the fuck anyone would eat Billy's ass. Really? I mean, have you seen Billy with clothes on?
Right.
Why would
imagine
you want to eat?
Without.
Yeah, why would you want to eat his ass?
Yeah. And then we went to the mall.
Wait, then when did you go to the mall? When the fuck did you go to the mall?
Before we went to the store.
When did you go to the store? You're the worst at telling. You're worse than fucking Joe at telling stories.
It's close.
So wait, you went shopping Friday, she says. The kids thing was on Saturday, right? Why are you checking with her?
Because I'm trying to see what the fuck we did.
She wrote, point blank, we went shopping Friday.
Right.
All right. Now, through the mall, he decided he wanted to go see Slayer. He said he wanted to see Slayer here, first off. Yeah. I don't think the mall trip was the thing that, you know, moved the divining rod over.
No.
Then we went shopping.
Right.
I was talking about a huge chunk of change I spent on those Slayer tickets.
Right.
And did that turn him on and then you blew him in the mall? I don't understand.
No.
When did you get blown? When did she eat your ass?
When we were in her house.
But what day of the week was that?
That would have been the Saturday.
So who gives a fuck what you did Friday?
I don't know. I don't know where that came from.
Holy shit. This is the worst story ever.
Either way, you still got to take a break.
I know. But I was trying to get to the bottom of this, and I couldn't understand a fuck. All I know is that Billy ended up back on the same couch that he got bitched at for being on. Last week, she bitched. He got old. But you could have went out and you had a fucking car.
Yeah, but who wants to go riding around in the fucking rain?
They're called humans. They do it all the fucking time.
Yeah, but not there because it's all dangerous and shit.
Holy shit. Ooh. Wait, so you blew him in the Jeep?
No.
I don't know. She wrote in the Jeep. I've lost total track. I have no clue what's going on.
Right.
Billy tells stories like a fucking stuttering old man. Giggles, leaves giant chunks out, and then adds things in later.
Did he have a good time? That's the main thing.
Because he sat on the couch. He had a great time.
Well, that's what he wanted.
And then at the end of all the bullshit, he got blown.
That's better.
She didn't crash the car.
That's a plus.
That's a bonus. She can drive. Yeah. She's pretty good.
Wait, breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news. She blew him on the couch. And with that, I have to go to break.
That wasn't on the couch.
She said on the couch.
No couch.
She said couch.
What does that say?
It says no couch. Because I said, did she blow him in the Jeep? And then she said, no couch.
No, no couch.
No, she's saying no on the couch.
No, something allowed.
Oh, fuck everybody.
Hey, I'm impressed because I don't remember that.
When the fuck did Billy get blown?
Well, you'll have to tune in next week.
God damn it.
Maybe he didn't get blown.
I don't think he got blown.
I don't think so.
I think it's all a figment of his imagination.
She probably told him he did. He told him he did.
I must have been asleep through it.
Yeah. There was no couch involved.
Yeah. Right.
So he woke up, he said, did you enjoy that, Bill? Yeah.
What do you mean? No? Wait, so you're saying that he didn't end up back on the couch? He did. You went back to the house, right?
Yeah.
Where did you sit?
I sat on the couch for a couple of minutes.
On the couch!
Couple of minutes.
There's a fucking couch.
That's crazy.
Everyone shut the fuck up. There was a couch.
Yeah.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. All we know is that Billy got blown.
Well, actually, I sat on the chase for a little while.
Oh, good. I wish. I swear to God, I would like to chase you with a noose.
Yeah, you couldn't catch me.
I totally could because you're all tired from getting blown and sitting on the couch.
Goddamn it.
We'll be right back after these Billy sitting on the couch words.
Sure. Jesus. Why not?
God just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
This is Ham Radio.
I think you're all fucked in the head. We're 10 hours from the fucking fun park and you want to bail out. Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun and you're going to have fun.
We're all going to have so much fucking fun. We'll need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles. You'll be whistling Symphony Doodah out of your asshole. I got to be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see...
Ham Radio.
Praise...
Ham Radio.
Holy shit.
Tuesdays, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/HamRadioShow.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/HamRadioShow.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hi there, I'm Carl Weathers. You know, I've been maimed and left for dead by a predator. I've been scared to death by an alligator head. Hell, I've even been pummeled by an Italian guy and beaten to death by a huge steroid-filled Russian. But nothing in my movies has prepared me for the beating I took at the hands of Ham Radio.
We're back, and you're still listening to Ham Radio. What are you, stupid?
My brain still hurts from that last segment. This whole show has been a debacle. The only thing I have to look forward to is 24 days, 21 hours away from Uncle Eddie invading Las Vegas, baby! That's right, Vegas, man. I'm going down there. The Hard Rock Casino and Hotel, baby. We're going down there for the big old... Expo, the 2018 ED Expo. We're going down there, by the way, brought to you by Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion, 100% organic handcrafted tequila, the official sponsor of the 2018 Expo. For more information, go to ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com. Listen, if you want to hang with Ronnie Munn, Shuley Agar, J.D. Harmeyer, me, Danny, a whole bunch of other people, porn stars, strippers, really hot chicks by the pool. You have to check it out. It's going to be a crazy thing. It's going to be amazing. For more information, go to theediepub.com. That's theediepub.com. You can get tickets. You can be a part of it. You can hang out with us in Las Vegas. It's going to be a huge, huge thing. We got an award show. We got a red carpet. We got a convention. We got it all. We have a $10,000 bikini contest that's going to be going on. It is going to be fucking crazy. And you can be a part of it. For more information, go to theediepub.com. That's theediepub.com. Baby!
It's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up's Rewind Edition, taking a look at some of our favorite jokes of the past.
Most famous for his role as Professor Snape in the Harry Potter movies, famed actor Alan Rickman recently passed away at the age of 69. However, some good news for Rickman as he gets settled in on the other side. David Bowie's in town. The cast of next season's Celebrity Apprentice has been announced, along with host Arnold Schwarzenegger. The actor will use many of his movie quotes as the contestants compete at different jobs, including...
Consider that a divorce.
For the law firm episode...
It's not a tumor.
When they work in a hospital, and...
Hasta la vista, baby.
During their time at Planned Parenthood. Claiming they were only on hiatus, it seems a tabloid's reporting that One Direction plans to split for good.
And that's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up's Rewind Edition. And as always, follow us on Twitter, at Rock and Wrap-Up.
Well, that works for me, Billy. Thanks. There you go. I don't even know what we're fucking playing because we had a little freaking hiccup on our end. What are we playing, Billy? Just playing, might as well fucking talk now.
Queen, keep yourself alive.
There we go. What part? I go, play it now.
I did.
Dead silence.
Well, that's how it would load it up. I had that little tail in the beginning.
Well, fuck the little tail in the beginning. The second half of this show has been a clusterfuck. We started off so great. We had, like, presence of mind. We had everything right. We talked about Frank Shamrock not being on the show.
Right.
Talked about everything. We were still proving the fact that we are reality radio.
Right.
So, and as we do, we leave all the fucking...
That's what reality is. Yeah. And sometimes it's great, and sometimes it sucks the big padookie.
Yeah.
Like before.
Well, I don't know if it's... I don't know if the show sucks. I still think, even on our sucky days, we're more entertaining than other shows that are out there, Joe.
Well, I hold this to a very high standard.
Yes. Joe has a weird mythical standard that only he understands.
That's right.
And I don't know who he compares us to, but it's weird.
The greats.
We're
not as good as the greats, then we're not good.
Are we good, though?
We're not as good as the greats. Some days.
Uh-oh.
Like today.
Well, today it's a rare thing. John Kirshner, what's going on, buddy? In the Facebook Live suite, saying hi to me and Danny. Calling us pieces of shit. That's usually what we are called. It's a good thing.
Well, at least he knows who we are.
Yep. John, what are you, because I know he's plugging something. He's also part of that Five Borough Comedy Festival.
Oh, really? Right.
So, and the Staten Island Comedy Festival. He's a stand-up comic, first off, but he's also in 9 million different things he's a part of.
He should have called me.
What?
He should have called me.
Well, we didn't know what he was doing. Half the time he's just doing some dip and spitting into a cup.
Well, that's cool.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show.
Yeah.
I do have something for the... I did have something planned, so I'm going to do it now anyway.
All right.
Does anybody get... When you get your mail...
Yeah.
By the way, yeah. So the Five Borough Comedy Festival... That's what Kirshner's doing. Kirsch, put the link in the Facebook Live suite so people
There's
can...
comedy in every borough.
Damn right.
What do you think is the funniest borough in New York? I have to think
well,
it's
that's
Brooklyn.
Probably what the Five Borough Comedy Fest is going to find out, Joe. I don't know.
I think it's Brooklyn. Brooklyn's a pretty funny borough.
That, because you fucking have a background in Brooklyn. That's
no, no, not necessarily. I mean, the Bronx is pretty funny, too, but Brooklyn is like the... Manhattan is no sense of humor at all.
But Staten Island is a bunch of fucking ex-Brooklynites.
Yeah, I
sure. So how the hell is... So how are we not funny?
Well, no, we're funny, but Brooklyn is like...
Are we funny?
Really
ha-ha?
Funny.
Or are we just funny? Funny?
Are you funny like a clown, asshole?
No, like Brooklyn...
What do you mean by that? It's fucking funny, Joe.
I think when you lose your funniness, you get out of Brooklyn and you come to Staten Island.
And then you move to Jersey.
Yeah, after that it's Jersey, and then you go to Florida or something like that, you know, and they die.
Well, usually that's the transgression. By the way, yeah. The Five Borough Comedy Festival, the link is in our Facebook Live suite, is September 12th through the 16th, 8 venues, all on Staten Island.
Yeah. Nice.
All right, so you can check that out, and you can get your tickets, be a part of it.
What do you get to eat?
Whatever the fuck, they play.
What do you get to eat? What the fuck is
that? Said it was food and eating.
Who the fuck said food?
Did you say
food? At what point did I say fucking food?
I thought I heard you say food.
When did I literally.
Drink and eat.
I literally said the link was in the Facebook Live suite.
Oh, I thought you said that.
It's fifthboroughcomedyfestival.com. It's in there about, right there.
I thought you were talking about sausage.
All right, stop helping. It's in there, right? See, this is what this is the guy that's setting our standards. He's not funny.
No, I just
and he hurts my brain.
I thought you said it was the eat, drink, and think.
But that's my point. You hear shit. You're old and senile. Just shush.
And I was
sit
hungry.
Sit in the corner.
So you know.
Don't help.
I want to know.
And then the other thing I said was, it's
you know, comedy would be good with a sandwich.
It's September 12th through 16th. 8 venues, all in Staten Island. Not at one. Fucking point! Did I say that there was food involved?
You sure.
Not once.
I swear to God.
I swear to God, I didn't say anything about food.
I thought there was a hero sandwich involved.
Holy
I swear to God.
Shit! This motherfucker.
Comedy's better with a hero.
It is good.
He wants a fucking meatball parm and some yuck yucks.
Yeah,
that's
man.
What he wants.
Yeah, pastrami on rye. Wow.
Hopefully you can. What you can do?
Some nice Gulden's mustard.
Well,
on there,
Billy,
you know?
Go to the fucking website. See where these venues are. Let's see if Joe can get some food.
Yeah, I'm sure he can.
It's Fifth Borough, so it's 5thboroughcomedyfestival.com.
Yeah.
See what the venues are, and then see if Joe can get food.
Maybe a pizzeria, even. You know?
A pizzeria.
A pizzeria. That's not good. Huh?
I'm gonna get a fucking pizzeria.
I'm
possible to make it a movie.
Beach.
You son of a bitch, you coming down here, I fucking cut you.
Best.
You got a sandwich because I can only listen to comedy when I eat the sandwich.
It's much funnier.
It's not it. Your jokes are not the funny unless I get a fucking prosciutto sandwich, eh? Is what we're doing. All right, so while Billy's looking up that shit, did anyone ever get this in the mail?
I get them all the time.
Dr. Leonard's America's Leading Discount Healthcare Catalog.
Oh, yeah, a lot of dildos in there.
Yeah, I was literally,
that's
I don't.
I buy all my porn stuff.
Well, I don't understand where the fucking, because you have tons of actual healthcare shit in here.
Yeah.
And then you get here, and there's nothing but fucking, let me get it on the camera.
There's
nothing but dildos and vibrators.
Yeah.
And
that stuff keeps you healthy, man.
But it's not it's a prostate massager.
Yeah.
We also have the Target 2 Pleasure Zones dildo. We got the Rabbit, silicone smooth massager.
Didn't we have wasn't there a sponsor at one time, the Rabbit?
Not the Rabbit.
Wasn't there a sponsor? No. Or was it Dr. Dev had it or something? It was,
Can you stop being senile for five seconds?
I honestly remember.
First
that,
off, you want a sandwich. Shut the fuck up. Billy's looking it up for you. Second. Leave me alone with my dildos and my vibrators.
Do you guys need a moment?
I might.
To sell those
you sure?
things.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Here we go. We got
the Maven. That was the Maven.
Shut the fuck up. We got food coming in here for Joe. All right. So Kurz is saying that the September 12th show, which is a Wednesday, is at the Rosebank Tavern. So there's awesome food there, Joe.
Okay.
Then
is that Irish? Is it Irish or Italian?
I don't fucking know. Just
Rose
shut
Bank,
up.
I got
Rose
no
Bank,
kind of food. It is.
Rose no, you Bank, don't.
Joe, Rosebank used to be full blown Italian. Okay. Like you know, it was very Brooklyn-y.
Yeah,
it was like that. So I'm sure they may.
It's like
some.
Those Irish bars. You know the McKen's bars.
Hi, Victoria. By the way,
well, you'll get there.
Kerr's also saying on the Friday show, after the, obviously, the Wednesday show.
The one at Pepper Jack's?
Yes, that'd be Pepper Jack's, which is awesome food as well.
Oh, Pepper's.
And then you have on the Saturday show, which is 9:15, is going to be at, what is that?
Mr. Chow.
Mr. Chow.
Chinese, huh?
No.
Why are you racist, cocksucker? Does Mr. Chow?
Chow? Chow is Chinese.
It's fucking spelled like Chow. Like Chow, Italian. Yeah. You dumb fuck.
He said Mr.
Mr. Chow.
Mr. Chow, like Mr. Lee. It's
no, like Chow. Goodbye. Like, get the fuck out of the studio. Goodbye, Chow. Like Chow. Not Chow, C-H-O-W, you dumb
Chinese.
Fuck.
C-I-A-O.
Yeah, like Chow.
Chinese.
The beautiful Victoria waving at me. I'm going to wave back at Victoria.
Hi, Victoria.
Actually,
she pretty?
She's fucking beautiful.
She's going to send you any pictures?
No, she's not, and I work with her, so shut the fuck up. Okay. Please don't get me fired from my good job. So anyway, back to these dildos. Yeah. That's a segue. I don't understand where the fuck...
Don't get me fired. Why? Back to these dildos.
Back to these dildos. Well, that's the content of the show. Okay. Joe's asking a beautiful woman I work with for naked pictures. That might
I didn't say naked. You said naked.
That might cause a problem.
Wouldn't be bad, but...
Yeah. Trust me, it would not be bad, but it would fucking do that. Mr. Chow, by the way, Victoria also from Staten Island, so she knows what we're talking about. Victoria is saying that Mr. Chow is an Italian fusion restaurant. So it's Italian.
So it's like
fusion.
Ciao, ciao, bambino. Ciao, ciao, goodbye, ciao.
E faccio brutto discazzi alla puttana. Stupid grande. I just said that, you dumb fuck.
You said ciao. You said Mr. Chow.
No, the name of the place is Mr. Chow.
Mr. Chow. Mr. Goodbye?
Mr. Goodbye. That's what the fucking name is. I didn't name the place.
Jesus.
What
Christ.
If the guy's name is Mr. Goodbye? You dumb
Mr.
fuck.
Goodbye. God, this man. Chow is Chinese. Or is that true?
No. Mr. Chow, you're thinking of fucking Mr. Chow in L.A., which is a
Chinese place, yeah.
Yes. This is Mr. Chow, yeah. Spelled differently, and according to the beautiful and sexy and vibracious Victoria, It is a Italian fusion restaurant.
I like that. What's the fusion?
I don't know. Let's see
Chow.
What they... Billy, look up Mr. Chow and see what the fusion is.
What he fuses with?
Because this one's confused.
Yeah.
So find me some fusion together.
Well, you know, like Italian food I understand, but I don't know what fusion is.
It's Italian mixed with something else.
What?
Some other some other form
of
food.
Maybe it's something we don't like. Maybe it's like, you know, it's like meatballs and pablum. Who the hell knows, you know?
Meatballs and what? Are you making up pablum. Fucking words, Hazel?
Well, no. If it's fusion, you're going to have like Italian with something else, right?
See how your voice is going away? Stop talking.
Okay.
Be quiet.
Save yourself.
Now back onto these dildos. Yeah. I don't understand how the dildos and vibrators in Dr. Leonard's America's Leading Discount Healthcare catalog, by the way. Mm-hmm. How does a dildo called a... let's get some good ones here. We have one that's a dual-action stroker,
ooh,
which is shaped like a girl's mouth.
Ooh.
Which you stick your penis in, I'm guessing.
I bet you.
So how the fuck is that?
You have to wet it first?
You probably do have to wet it. You never want a raw dog, sex toy.
No,
Victoria, the beautiful Victoria, says that she thinks it's Japanese. So Japanese and Italian together.
I told you it was Chinese embedded in there somewhere.
It's a,
it's Japanese, you racist fuck! Then, on top of everything
else... It says sushi bar.
Sushi, that's Japanese.
Is sushi Japanese?
Yeah, so you have Italian and fucking...
I don't know.
Wow,
let
you are
see
fucking
what
racist.
What website has now.
I work with the most racist fucking...
I'm not racist.
You just went... You racist. Just went, hold on, did a chop.
Well, John Belushi did it. He got away with it.
Yes, because John Belushi was doing it in a satirical way. You're doing it to describe a race of people.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it totally was.
Playing samurai, that's all.
You're not playing samurai.
Right, there's a big difference, Joe.
Yeah, there's a big difference. Tell him, Billy.
Yes. Okay, Joe. Here's how they fuse it all together.
Okay.
Rose pork carbonara.
Carbonara, you fuck.
No, carbonara.
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 Salt and pepper shrimp scampi.
Delicious. Delicioso. That sounds delicious.
Sounds good,
primavera chow mein.
All right, so vegetables.
I don't know about that.
What do you mean primavera? It's fucking vegetables.
Is that a cream sauce or something?
No. It's
an oyster sauce.
A primavera is just a vegetable fucking sauce.
Yeah, I've seen it on
it's
like,
not a fucking
like
red.
Alfredo or something like
nah,
that.
Nah. That's because you eat a shitty... we're not at Olive Garden, motherfucker. Jesus.
Olive
Go ahead, what else?
Let's see. Entrees and sides.
Alfredo egg roll.
Yeah. I would eat an Alfredo egg roll. If I could take an actual egg roll and dip it in the fucking cup of Alfredo,
holy shit,
would that be good?
That probably would be, yeah.
Oh, my God. I just came a little bit. That was amazing.
Cheese old roll. There.
Oh, that was delicious.
It's crispy, you know, really nice.
Chicken matone?
Chicken matone. What's in chicken matone?
Oh, it's a half pound... half, yeah.
It's a half pound of stuff.
Half pan roasted bird, lemon, white wine, and butter.
That sounds delicious. That sounds basic, very simple, good. Very nice. Yeah. Very
okay,
good.
Okay, chicken and zeppoli. Maple soy, sriracha, pancetta.
Very nice. Chicken, chicken and dumplings. Wow. That's all it is. Yeah. What's a zeppoli? A zeppoli is a piece of dough that you fried.
Zeppoli foo young.
Yeah. Why not? Delicious.
Okay.
Delicious.
You can have a...
Joe's knocking it, but I fucking eat everything he's saying.
It sounds good. It really does. No, I agree with you. I think it sounds really good.
In a goddamn heartbeat, I would eat that. Yeah.
Espresso.
Espresso what?
Espresso marinated skirt steak.
Delicious. Coffee wasabi. Always makes it nice.
Wasabi. Horseradish cream.
Very nice. I made horseradish cream once, too.
Steve's your guy pan.
The horse didn't know it was coming.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Sides. Ooh. Chili and garlic tamari spinach. Oh. Tamare? I don't know. Fried zucchini.
Obviously, by the way, you can tell
sauce.
That Billy's never been to anywhere with tablecloths.
I go to many of those places. I just
he's
ordered,
like,
I ordered a fucking
I got spinach.
Only paper napkins for this guy.
Yeah. When Billy orders dinner, he speaks right into the clown's mouth.
There you go.
Hey! I ordered a large fry.
No,
don't fuck up my order. No, stop it. No, no, I'm not driving around. I ordered three milkshakes. No, fuck you. Do you have any Tamara? You got Primavera?
Then you can have the cauliflower fried rice.
Oh, whoa, that sounds delicious.
Rice. I'll piss on that, boy.
You're going to piss on that?
That's not
Why
nice,
would you piss
man.
On
that? I hate cauliflower. It's like broccoli with white. It's no good.
Why would you piss on that?
I don't know. I just don't like it.
Why don't you like it?
Well, because it's like ugly.
So
wait, let's
you...
hear from a customer of Mr. Chow's. Okay. All right? Let's hear from a customer.
Literally. I thought the bitch was white! God damn it! I thought the bitch was white! Fuck!
Well, that she's talking about the Alfredo, and the Alfredo sauce is white.
It is white, yeah.
So they brought her out Pomodoro. That's a red sauce.
Cauliflower.
I understand. Yeah. By the way, Giggles is saying Billy is stunned.
All right, so, Joe, would you like the tuna pizza?
Tuna pizza sounds pretty good to me.
That was actually his girlfriend's nickname in high school.
Tuna pizza.
Hell, tuna pizza, get in here, you stinky.
What did it say?
Got a stinky box.
Come over here, I want to talk to you. Sit on my lap, please.
Let's go live to Joe's girlfriend from high school.
I thought the bitch was white! God damn it! I thought the bitch was white!
Yeah.
Fuck!
God damn, that clip never gets fucking old to me.
Sounds like her, too, yeah.
It totally does.
Yeah.
Good, Billy, you got round it out. What we got left?
All right, you want some dessert? You can have some banana Nutella wonton.
Woo!
Ooh.
That sounds delicious.
A flourless chocolate cake.
Wow. All right, every place has
seven,
that.
Seven-layer sushi cake.
Seven-layer sushi cake?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
You want pineapple with that? Or ice cream?
Oh, my God. Well, such a racist fucking person.
What are you talking about?
You're literally doing an Asian fucking voice.
Buddy Hackett did it.
But Buddy Hackett was talented. Shut the fuck up. You're just a racist.
He had a whole routine about the Chinese waiter.
Yeah.
So anyway, you want the ice cream? You can have vanilla, chocolate, green tea, and red bean.
Red bean ice cream?
Yes.
Oh, I haven't had that in ever.
Joe, if you were to eat at the Italian Fusion place, would you like red wine or would you like white wine?
White wine.
White wine?
Yeah.
I thought the bitch was white!
I told you that's what I want.
God damn it! I thought the bitch was white! Fuck!
Well, you shouldn't have brought the red wine over.
That's right. Yeah,
fucking
white,
crazy.
White, they
I don't know. To me, I think this place sounds great. By the way,
we're
kind of off topic of what we were talking about.
We were plugging
the fact that there is the Five Borough Comedy Festival.
Oh, I thought you were talking about dildos.
No, we were talking about dildos at one point, and then we got sidetracked because you didn't know what the fuck chow was, even though you're Italian.
Oh, no, I said it was chow.
Fifth Borough comedy.
Oh, the Fifth Borough Comedy Festival. I'm sorry.
You want to know what was the funniest borough?
Fifth Borough Comedy Festival .com with the 5th. So Fifth Borough Comedy Festival .com.
Is there a prize for the?
Yes, they get to beat the shit out of Joe. It'd be so fucking great.
They can only hope.
They can only hope to. By the way, Giggles wants to know, Billy, why don't you eat her ass?
Yeah, why not, Bill?
Because it wasn't on the menu.
Oh, good reason. Good.
Does it taste like tuna fucking pizza?
No, I don't think so.
Tuna pizza.
Tuna pizza.
That's my good friend.
Does it taste like, does her asshole taste like primavera?
I love tuna.
I like primavera.
Tuna, come here, girl.
Sometimes.
I know for a fact that, like, you know, like, sometimes when you eat ass, I think Billy is understanding this. I think that when you eat ass, that sometimes you got to make sure if it's, you know, brown.
Oh, yeah.
Or you want to make sure it's white, because I know people that have made the mistake and they stuck their tongue in.
Oh.
And they literally went downtown and it was brown.
I thought the bitch was white! God damn it! I thought the bitch was white! Fuck!
Yeah, see, that's why you gotta make sure the hiney hole's clean before you eat it.
I gotta tell
you. Yeah. By the way, Giggle says she wants to make sure that you know that she cleaned herself thoroughly in hopes that you were gonna go down to her back door area and play.
You know, that's something, and I know you try to do that, but, you know, one fart and that's it. You know? It's not clean anymore.
I've eaten ass, and let me tell you, you eat ass fresh out of the shower. Yeah. Fresh out of the shower, that's how you eat the ass.
And you got to, what'd you eat before that, you know?
When?
If they had a big meal, like, say, right before.
You take
10 showers, that's it, you're back in the business.
Well, obviously, if she cuts one during it, you don't want that.
You know, it could happen, and it's, you know, nobody's fault. It's just you happen to be there when it happened.
That's like the Chuck Berry, the sex tape. When he calls her over to eat his ass.
Right,
and then he farts right in her mouth.
Ooh.
Like on purpose.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We played it on
this show, you dumb fuck.
I don't pay attention to this show.
You have the attention span of a fucking grape. I swear to God.
I hold this to the highest standards. Yeah. I don't listen to this show.
Yeah, I hold this show to the higher standards. I don't fucking remember anything you've ever done on this show.
It's better that way.
I know.
The only thing that Joe literally will just, he will sit there. Yeah. And he will give us his opinion about eating ass.
Yeah, sure.
But other than that,
right.
He knows nothing.
Nothing about it. I know nothing.
Yeah, by the way, Giggles wants Joe to know I'm clean regardless of what he does.
Oh, come on, you never pass kids.
Wait, hold on. I wash before and after sex. Ask Billy.
You got to do it during even. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, what if he has
done
like
that
a,
too.
What if he has like a wash rag?
Oh, that's cool.
And he cleans out the hiney
hole.
That's
a good idea. That's a very good
and it's
idea.
Clean. It's like clean as when a whistle.
A Q-tip or something.
And then Billy just gets in there and goes blah, 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 to her hiney hole.
That's a very good idea.
That would be nice.
Yeah. She washes right before and after.
Ooh, very good.
Right before and after.
Yeah. Yep.
So do you shove like the? I see. Do you take off the head of the? You have like that shower head that comes off.
Yeah.
Does she have one of those? Most women do, so they can play with themselves in the shower.
Do you do that before sex, Bill? Wash very thoroughly. And you don't care, right?
No, I'm not worried about it.
I have washed my cock and balls in sinks before because I knew I was going to get fucked.
How do you know?
You know, Joe.
I suppose you go out to a movie.
Yeah.
A movie.
We went out to dinner, and I knew, so I went to the bathroom of the establishment, pulled my cock and balls out, and washed them in the sink. Cleaned them all up.
Really?
Made them nice, squeaky clean.
You're a very considerate guy.
What happened? Boy, what do you want? We got to go?
Yeah.
Oh ah, God damn it.
Just as the show was getting good.
Well, we hold ourselves to a higher level.
Remember,
free speech is never silent, so always speed the fuck up. And remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken,
what do you got to do?
Make sure its asshole is thoroughly clean before. Until then, I say AMF, my friends, which means adios, motherfucker. Danny, tell him about it. Come on.
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network. and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.